The Agriculture Committee will start at 1 o'clock in the Senate chamber. Agriculture Committee will start at 1 o'clock in the Senate chamber.
I'd like to call the Senate Agriculture Committee meeting to order. First, I'd like to direct the secretary to take roll call, and if you would take the roll call silently. I'd like to excuse all senators not present, and they will be excused until they arrive. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from the February 19th, 2020 meeting? It's been moved. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
So approved. Next, I'd like to approve the Rule 39. Rule 39 are the rules that we abide by for our standing committees. There's a motion to approve Rule 39. It's been moved. All those in favor of abiding by Rule 39, say aye. Those opposed, say nay. Rule 39 will be used. Typically, I'd like to recognize the Vice Chair, Senator Sweeney, who has gone to a family's funeral today, so we'll pass over Senator Sweeney today. And I'd like to recognize Senator Kinney, who is the ranking member on the Ag Committee. So, Senator Kinney, would you please feel free to make your comments about the Ag Committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I feel that this is a very personal committee to me, growing up on the family farm and so forth. And I really enjoy working with my senators across the aisle and the senators on my side of the aisle on agriculture issues, which are very important here in the state of Iowa. Let's have a good year and pass good legislation.
Thank you, Senator Kinney. We do have some new members on the committee this year, and so I'm going to go across the roll and mention your name, and when I bring your name up, if you wouldn't mind, Kay will light up your speak light and we'll go from there and just share with the new members who you are and where you're from and your thoughts on the Ag Committee. So first across, Senator Kinney, I'm going to skip you since you just had that opportunity, and we'll go to Senator Costello.
Thank you. I've been on the Ag Committee now for, this is my seventh year, I think, so I always enjoyed it. I'm a farmer still. I actively farm at home during the off season, and really always interested in what we do here. We've always been a good pro farming state, and I hope that continues.
Thank you, Senator. Next will be Senator Don Driscoll.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm Don Driscoll. I am representing District 38, Iowa, Benton, and Poweshiek County, and I am excited to be on the Ag Committee. I am a farmer as well. I have a cow-calf operation, Purebred Angus, outside of Williamsburg, and I have always felt that my family, we are advocates of agriculture, so I'm excited to be on this committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Next will be Senator Jeff Edler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've been on the Ag Committee ever since I was elected to the Senate. I'm probably one of very few that still does chores every morning and night before I come down here and when I come home. So I have a very grounded reality of agriculture in Iowa, and I appreciate the opportunity to help provide a pro-growth environment for ag in Iowa.
Thank you, Senator. Next will be Senator Jesse Green.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah,
My district is 24, south of Fort Dodge. It's Boone, Greene County, Hamilton County area. Fifth generation farmer. We raise corn, beans. We also raise rodeo livestock, so that's a little bit unique. But agriculture means so much to everybody, and you know, this COVID situation has presented quite a few things that need addressed in our state. But within agriculture, we just saw a meat processing problem, and due to tough circumstances, it showed some things that we need to dress up. And there's other issues. The average age of the average farmer is 59 years old. We have a big transition coming, and so this ag committee is very important. And we got a lot of work to do, I think. So, thank you.
Thank you, Senator Green. Senator Liz Mathis.
Thank you, Chair. I'm from Linn County. Grew up on a farm. Farming's changed a lot since then, but I've tried to keep up and do my best, so thanks.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Amanda Reagan.
Thank you. I've been on this Ag Committee a long time. I can't remember how long, though. That's probably saying something. But I used to have a cow-calf operation. Now we just have farmland, but think it's an important part of the state of Iowa, and I agree that we need to be looking at what we do to keep young farmers, and hope to be working with you this year.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Ken Rosenboom.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ken Rosenboom, Senate District 40, which is south and east of here, represents all of or part of five counties, including the cities of Oskaloosa, Pella, Albia, and Centerville, and three sides around Ottumwa. An old farm boy, right, with a career in ag business. So I have a long and enduring and deep enduring and enduring interest in all things agriculture. And most people, all people in this room, I think, recognize the value of agriculture to Iowa and the goodness of agriculture in Iowa. But as many of us know, having served in this work, we have our detractors. We have those that seem to be intent on destroying agriculture in many ways. So I will continue to work as an advocate for agriculture, and honored to serve again. This, Dan, I think it will be our ninth year, Senator Zumbaugh, our ninth year together on this committee. So looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Tom Shipley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Tom Shipley, Southwest Iowa. Rather than counties, I'll go by towns. Creston to Corning to Atlantic to Council Bluffs. You don't get much more rural than the eastern end of my district. Adams County is the smallest county population-wise. Our family's been down there. I have just a small farm with some cows. At least they were there when I left Monday morning. I'm just hoping they're there when I get back. But we've farmed, my family has farmed in that Nottoway Valley since 1868. So we're pretty much ingrained. We know that's what we do. That's what we know best. And I think I can't speak for myself, but the rest of my family does a pretty good job of it. Conservation has been a very big part of our operation. Our family's been recognized for conservation work many years back, and continue to do so. And I realize that the future of my part of the world relies on agriculture. And we've had too many policies primarily come down from the federal level that have impeded progress in that area, getting young people started in agriculture. And I'm going to do everything I can. As many of those of you who served with me before know, that I'll do anything I can to help that process. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Shipley. Senator Jackie Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I don't have a farming background. I serve a rural area, or an urban area, but I do look forward to this. I do have a story I want to tell. I had a boyfriend in college, had never even been on a farm. Went to his farm. It was a century farm, Storm Lake. And he had a tractor and a piece of equipment behind it, and I hopped on, and he gave me a little ride, and we went in and met his mother. And he said, well, guess what Jackie just wrote in? The manure spreader. So that was my introduction to farming. I thought you might appreciate it. I I'm excited because I think there's an urban-rural divide, so I will take this as an opportunity to learn and to teach you, hopefully, about urban life. And I think we can do some bipartisan things as far as soil health. I've gone to some of those Zoom meetings on that, and I'm excited to be on this committee. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator Smith. Appreciate the comments. And Senator Zach Walls.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the Ag Committee, it's great to be back. I have enjoyed the bipartisan and collegial nature of the work that we've been able to do in the committee. Always appreciated the leadership from our ranking member, Senator Kinney, and your leadership, Mr. Chair. I've gotten to know many of the members on this committee pretty well over the last 2 years. I'm excited to be back. In terms of my ag background, my mom, Terry, was a fifth-generation Iowa farm girl up in Clayton County. I was the first generation removed from the family farm, but still got the farm. It's all in trees now, so I get to say that I'm a tree farmer. I get to go up and do some timber stand improvements from time to time. Learning how to use a chainsaw came in handy after the derecho last year, but it was a good experience getting to always to get up to the farm, and looking forward to working together this year. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Walls. Senator Sween is also a farmer. She's not here today, as we mentioned earlier, and it's just an honor to have her as my vice chair. I'd like to thank Senator Kinney. You've been a great person to work with as a ranking member. You and I have many similar experiences, and many of the comments that were made here today are so true. This is a bipartisan committee where very, very few things that come through here are political. We're trying to do what we can for agriculture. There's times I'd like to rename this committee the Food Security Committee, because when it's all said and done, we're trying to drive great policy to secure food for everyone. This is about driving policy so farmers can farm, that the ag community can move those products to be processed, have those processed presented in a restaurant or grocery store to ensure we have high quality foods. It's an honor to set those policies, be part of this group, and we will try to guide this thing to secure food for everyone in a very meaningful way. Thank you very much. And with that, Senator Mathis moves that we adjourn. Meeting adjourned.